This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 29-year-old Jacob Miller of Galliapolis, Ohio. I think I said that right, but I don't know.
All right.
Galliapolis. G-A-L-L-I-P-O-L-I-S. I believe it's Galliapolis.
Galliapolis?
Galliapolis. Either way, that is where Jacob lives. That's also where a convenience store is located. But this particular convenience store is the one he decided he was going to break into and rob. He brought a few tools with him, and he actually managed to get the register open and grab a bunch of the money, and then he takes off out of the convenience store. Unfortunately, he realized that he left something important behind. Was it his cell phone? No. Was it his wallet? No. Was it a job application? No, nothing like that. What he left behind was the money that he had just pulled out of the register. So realizing his mistake, he returned to the scene of the crime, only to find police waiting for him. He was promptly arrested on the spot.
What a moron. I thought you were going to say like he left his one-year-old baby in there.
Nope. The money. He spent the time prying open the register, pulls the money out, but forgets to get the money. Like he opened it and then takes off like, ha-ha, you are the worst criminal ever. It's the money, man. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrillhill, could you please start everyone out? Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, John. Welcome to the Men's Room.
How are you doing?
Hola. Doing well, John. You understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
All right, fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me, in other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional weapon that someone chose to use as a weapon.
Just because I'm going to have to go with the first option.
Go drugs. All right, here's your story. Believe it or not,
we lose had it.
We go to Florida. Can you believe that? Well, a Florida deputy, he's recovering after a man bit his head and tried to steal his gun during an EDM music festival in the Panhandle. Ted, I knew you'd be interested as soon as I said that. Now, according to the Holmes County Sheriff's Office, the deputy was on foot patrol at Soul Fest 2024 when he was attacked by one James Anderson. Investigators say that Anderson was under the influence of a lot of drugs, including PCP, LSD, ketamine, mushrooms, etc., etc. Then went on to say that during the assault, Anderson tried to grab the deputy's gun and bit a chunk out of his head.
Wow.
Now, Anderson remained combative, even though the deputy tried to tase him. Now, eventually, he was restrained by several other deputies. Both Anderson and the deputy were taken to an area hospital for treatment. Now, Anderson himself, he's going to face charges of aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer, resisting arrest with violence, and probably a host of drug-related charges. So, today, the question is, what drug was not found in his system? What drug was not found in his system? Was it?
Nice. I'm curious. Yes.
Yeah. Was it cocaine? Was it weed? Was it Xanax? Or was it fentanyl? So was it cocaine, weed, Xanax, or fentanyl? One of these was not found in his system. Keep in mind, they found PCP, LSD, ketamine, and mushrooms, and there's one other drug he had in there.
I'm going to have to say the fentanyl.
Fentanyl for John. Okay. I'm going cocaine.
Dude needs to chill out because he didn't smoke any weed.
Okay.
I mean, it seems like he would have weed, but like...
He was doing a lot of stuff I wouldn't have expected.
What drug was he not on? Coke, weed, Xanax, or fentanyl? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Category Shrugs on profile. This is going to Florida deputy. He was working a festival when a festival goer bit his head.
Mm-hmm.
He was on a lot of drugs at the time, tried to actually take the gun from the deputy before other deputies came around.
Oh, yeah.
Managed to corral those guys. So the question this time is, what drug was he not on? Cocaine, weed, Xanax, or fentanyl?
And John, that is a question that we posed to you. And John, sadly, we start with you. You went fentanyl. No, my man, he's added to the collection.
It's in there.
Ted, you said obviously he's not chilled out. He needs weed.
Yep.
Oh, no. He's in the system. I think the PCP may have eaten away at it. And Miles, you went cocaine.
I did. Okay.
Yeah. The one drug that he did not do at his EDM festival was cocaine. Because that stuff will kill you.
Well, it's more expensive.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
You guys watch any Olympic stuff yesterday?
I did not yesterday, no.
Just filling Mike in today. I was watching on my phone. The USA had a tough one. Spoiler alert!
Thank you.
USA had a tough one against Serbia in basketball, but they came back and won it.
What was the final?
They won by 4.
Okay.
But they were down 10 or 12 heading into that fourth quarter.
Damn. All right. But that'll put a fire under their ass, man.
They won by 4, 94 to 91.
That's great.
Yeah.
I forget who it was.
95.
Famous basketball player. They were talking about just the FIBA, FIBA rules.
All right.
And, like, some of the rules are different. Basically, you can goaltend in Olympic Games.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. You could goaltend. I want to say the three-point line is closer. There's a couple other things. But this person who played, I think she was a WNBA player back then. She was also saying, like, the ball's just different. Like, it's slicker.
Really?
It's just, yeah, it's not the normal basketball they play within the NBA
sucks.
Stuff.
Well, I guess, yeah, technically, they say NBA regulation basketball, so...
And it's just kind of weird. It's like some guys are super good, but for whatever reason, it doesn't translate over. Like, Curry hits some big shots today, but he hasn't been, like, lighting it up.
Right.
Whereas, like, Kevin Durant, you put him on that in that situation. I mean, he has the most points all time for any American over there.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. So it's just kind of weird how the game is different, you know? But they should still kick ass and still win this tournament.
Right.
So I'm counting on that. All right, everybody's been talking about, besides the Olympics, a lot of election news going on. You have Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. He's the vice president nominee for Kamala Harris. People say her name all different ways, and I get confused.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say Harris.
Mm-hmm.
VP Harris. So basically, a lot of people, when they announced this, they said, hey, he looks a lot like Steve Martin. So obviously... SNL, they were like, you should play him on SNL. He said Lauren Michaels called, reached out to him on Wednesday. But basically, Steve Martin just said, he's like, look, I'm not an impressionist. You need somebody that can really nail the guy. He's like, I was picked mostly because I have gray hair and glasses.
That is exactly why he was picked.
He also said, like, I don't want to do that role all the way through the election cycle.
No.
That's the other thing. You're stuck with it forever, right?
Correct. Like, Maya Rudolph is coming back to play VP Harris.
Yeah.
But... she was on that show.
And she already played her.
Right. And she used to be a cast member.
Yeah.
So for her, I don't think that's as big of a deal committing to be in, right? Because they'll start back up, what, like late September?
Yeah.
And then the election will be in November. So it's like, you got 2 months of doing shows, which also, if I'm Steve Martin, like, I don't know, man. I'm basically retired. I like to play my banjo. Like, I don't want to spend 12 weeks in New York City.
Plus, he's got a show that he tapes as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but only Murders in the Building, which, oddly enough, is taped in New York City.
Oh, it is?
It is, yeah, because they live in...
All right, well, then what's your problem, Steve Martin?
It changes everything.
Yeah, it changed his tune. Bet Martin Short would do it. And aren't you guys buddies? Yeah. I don't know why I'm so angry about that. So, yeah, so he turned it down. And look, it's SNL. They'll find somebody to play him. And the impression, especially the political people, are generally pretty memorable, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Dana Carvey as Ross Perot. Did he also do Bush?
I think, was he?
Yes, he did.
Bush. He did the original Bush Senior. Bush Senior.
Correct.
Right. And then I think Will Ferrell did a lot of W stuff.
Yeah.
Right. I can't remember his name right now. I used to do
Portlandia guy was, what's his name?
Phil Armistead.
Fred. Mm-hmm. Fred Armistead.
Fred,
yeah.
Not Phil.
He was Obama.
Yeah.
Every time it came up.
Jay Farrell did it a little bit, I think, maybe.
He did a little, but I want to feel like that was
for
post,
a couple years,
yeah.
Maybe.
I'll tell you what, Jay.
8 years, so somewhere in there.
Jay Farrell, man, go see him when he comes to your town and plays a show.
Is he that funny?
He's funny, but I mean, his impressions are just second to none. They are so good.
Didn't he do the Shannon Sharp where he kept licking his lips every time he talked? Was that Jay Farrell who did that?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember if it was him, but yeah, somebody did it. Yeah.
Shannon Sharp has always talked that way. I saw an old clip from Hard Knocks.
Oh, my God.
When they were in Baltimore, and one of the other players was making fun of him, and I forgot. Like, that's just the way he talked.
But he nailed him. I mean, even Shannon Sharp laughed at this guy.
That was their
the rookie thing.
Impression. Talent night, whatever the hell it was. Bless you. But he came out with a Kangol on.
Yeah.
He got interviewed.
The bucket hat. Yeah.
One of his other players. And Shannon Sharp's in the back of the room with the same hat on.
I know.
Let's see. Michelle Pfeiffer. She's joining the Yellowstone franchise. There's going to be another Yellowstone spinoff.
Come on, man.
Madison.
Are people clamoring for this? Like, in your opinion, is this a good idea? Because he did Yellowstone. Then there's all these spinoffs. Then he put out whatever is the Yellowstone cowboy movie he just put out.
Honestly,
I mean, it's just, I feel like you're just getting inundated, not just with that Western kind of thing, but specifically Kevin Costner's point of view on the Western kind of thing.
He doesn't do, he's just the star of Yellowstone.
Right.
It's Sheraton. That's why him and the guy that created it, Sheraton, they beef with each other. But that's the issue, is that Sheraton wrote everything. He directs them, he writes them.
Sure.
So, like, him and Costner having a beef, it's kind of tough because it's like, well, it's a great role you're in.
You need each other.
I'll be with you. Generally, I don't care for all the spinoffs, but like some of them are pre-Yellowstone. Some of them, I think, are a little more updated. But honestly, if you like Yellowstone, they're all good.
Okay.
Yeah. What was it, 1889, then like 1929? That one's
I kind of feel that way about the Star Wars franchises on Disney+.
Yeah, that's true.
They're all different. They're all kind of somewhat intertwined, but they're, you know, all unique. But there's not a bad one.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm with you, Thrill. I was like, I'll give it a try. Then I was like, God damn, man, this is good, too.
Okay, yeah.
So you end up, if you like those shows, you end up watching them. I've said before, Yellowstone's a good show. People get real fired up. You know, I can't really talk trash. I own a cowboy hat now. But you know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of funny. Like, people are really into Yellowstone.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, so she's going to be in this series. It's Heartfelt Study of Human Connection, following a New York family in the Madison River Valley of central Montana.
Mm.
Which is, again, kind of funny.
It's like Green Acres.
Well, the whole point of Yellowstone, how it really started, was like they don't want developers coming there and this and that. But like I told you, when you go to Montana, I mean, that's a ton of those people. Some of the, like Flathead Lake has a couple islands in it, and there's one house on there. Everybody that worked on it won't say whose it is.
Because they can't.
But it's amazing. I mean, I want to say somebody told me it had to be like $50 million or something just to get the supply. Like, because it's on an island that has no infrastructure.
Right. So you got to build yourself.
Build everything on there.
And I get the point of view of Montana. Like, there's a reason I chose to live here.
Yeah, and for a lot of people, too, it just sucks, right? Like, and I get it. I mean, look, I grew up in cities, so, you know, I saw it with gentrification. But I don't know what you call it when it happens in the country, but it's basically the same thing. There's a lot of people that live there that are a little unhappy now. So they're like, the housing prices are going through the roof.
Which means I have to pay more in taxes.
Yeah.
And be around more people. And the reason I live here is to not be around more people.
Yeah, most right. A lot of people. Montana's a very interesting state. And again, probably one of the most beautiful ones you'll ever drive through. Massive. I think it's like 10 hours to get to that
state. It is a big-ass state.
USA got some more gold medals. I think now they have the gold medal count. They're number one and medal count.
I know the number one medal count, but number one gold as well. Because I feel like we keep going back and forth with China. Like each day someone keeps...
It is kind of good. I haven't looked today.
But honestly, so it's like each day someone like, ha-ha, USA is the lead. And then 8 hours later, like, China's back in the lead. And just repeat.
Yeah. And again, like, we send... We send a ton of athletes. Mm-hmm. We also have private, you know, like the Olympic program has a lot of people that fund it.
Yeah.
So like the U.S. Olympians actually, you know, that's kind of a decent thing. A lot of countries, you have a regular job and then you do the Olympic stuff on the side. So that's pretty good. Let's see. The French pole vaulter, the dude with the huge hog.
Yep.
I guess he talked about it and now deleted TikTok. I'm sure you can find it out there if you want to.
He had to delete it?
He said something funny. And I forget what it was. But it was like almost like a tongue-in-cheek, like, yeah, I got a big one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't meet the standards of TikTok?
No, it's not TikTok. It's probably his team or something.
Gotcha.
Yeah, maybe.
I figure if you're done with the competition at that point, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, you still have parents and stuff.
That is correct.
And I'm sure, like, his parents probably remind him, hey, it's your mother. Yeah. I'm on TikTok, too. Like, I will take it down, Mom.
But Mom knows because she married his father.
Skips a generation.
Oh, you got it.
A theory that's been going around for a while that has now been confirmed. SpongeBob's voice actor confirmed that the character is autistic.
People speculating that he was?
Correct.
Okay.
You never heard that one before?
No, I mean, look, I do not keep up on SpongeBob, and I don't watch it, etc. But I didn't know that, like, that was a thing. But that's kind of cool if he's like, yeah, he is.
Yeah. he said a person who was obviously on the spectrum came up to him and said, I have a question for you, Tom Kenny. Is SpongeBob himself autistic? I said, yeah, of course he is. You know what? That's his superpower the same way it's your superpower.
Nice.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different things that go on, and there's different, you know, that's why they call it a
spectrum. Different degrees of it, right.
Different degrees of it and stuff. But yeah, SpongeBob is pretty funny. And I know if you have a kid, I want to say that new SpongeBob movie came out last Friday on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, okay, I think it's the one featuring his kind of girlfriend, not girlfriend. Mike, is that his girlfriend, the squirrel?
No.
It's not? They're just friends.
There's no Sponge Squirrel. Come on, man. What's wrong with you?
Well, you've never seen the show?
I've seen
She's the chick that's always hanging out with him. Yeah. Seems like they spend a lot of time together. I mean, they could be together.
He might be a bench player.
They're just buddies, man.
Just buddies?
Yeah.
He's a bench player.
He is.
I was going to say, they ain't just buddies.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me see her.
Sandy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I recognize her. Man, I think SpongeBob, based on that picture, is like, she is crazy.
Well, yeah, and she's a squirrel. So I don't really know what she's doing down there in Bikini Bottom.
No crabs, yeah.
There is, I think on NFL Network, you could watch some of the football games on. Remember, outside of like last week, that was the Hall of Fame game. So that was on a national broadcast. And, you know, the NFL wanted you to see it. But most of your preseason games are just going to be on your local channels.
Right.
So, but again, if you have NFL Network,
right.
Even if, let's say you live in Seattle and you're not originally from here. If you watch NFL Network at all over the next 3 or 4 days, they will replay almost every preseason game. They'll fit it into a time window so you can sit there and actually watch it. But speaking of sports, got a big one tonight. Little League World Series. You got the Northwest Championship Final.
Okay.
6 p.m. South Hill Little League. From Puyallup down there. They are in the final tonight.
Nice.
Can you imagine being a little leaguer and playing a 9 o'clock game? That's your bedtime.
It's the Northwest Final.
Oh, it's not. So it's not in Williamsburg. It's not in Williamsburg.
No,
play it here.
That's the Little League World Series.
Oh, okay. I was. It's golly, 9 o'clock's a line. That's late for any 12-year-old. Hell of that.
Was it? We're on this coast, man.
Yeah, I know. I figured they were already in Williamsburg.
I believe if they win the Northwest Final, then they will be in the USA portion of the Little League World Series.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Detroit man steals a go-kart from the Family Dollar Store, then drives to a gas station to sell it. Meanwhile, an Ontario premier tells citizens going to the beach to not go there and take a dump. Florida man bets friend $100 that he can get on the news and wins. 12-year-old from Maryland is good at catching species with fins. And a Pennsylvania claw game machine offers a live groundhog as a prize. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Okay. Our top story, we go to Spain, where a man made a pretty big boo-boo. Spanish authorities are investigating the man after he allegedly damaged cave paintings that are thousands of years old. The story goes that he went into the caves and proceeded to pour water over the cave paintings.
Why?
It is known that the paintings of the cave were made on limestone that contains water-soluble salts, and when water makes contact with them, the salts dissolve and come to the surface when water evaporates, leaving a crust that causes irreparable damage to the paintings. And that's a great question that you asked, Steve. Why? So that he could get better photos for social media.
Man.
Boy, that's awful faded. Let me just pour some water on there. Really make those colors.
Is that really why?
That's exactly why I did it.
Jesus.
You're missing the point. Never mind. I don't need to explain it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Man.
Some things were not meant for social media.
Here's the thing to me. All right. And we got to change how we do criminal justice. All right. So, like, look. I'm not going to throw you in jail for this. It's your choice. Now I can throw you in jail for 24 months,
mm-hmm.
All right, or you can pay a $5,000 fine, and we get to beat you with a sock full of soap for 10 minutes. But because we rather beat your ass
right.
than put you in jail. And I understand if you don't want to do that, then you got to do the jail thing. But I want $5,000, and we just get to beat your ass.
Exactly.
And you're just going to do the ass whipping a guy named Bruno. He only has one eye, and he's in a bad mood all the time, man.
Bruno's just going to lift your ass because you're an idiot. Bruno,
that's it. You're stupid.
And I feel like all of us at some point in our lives need to find something that we're like, man, we need to take a picture of this.
Sure. Moment.
And then you take a picture of that beautiful thing, and then you realize the picture doesn't capture near what your eyeball does.
Nope.
Okay. Cave paintings on that list. That's okay. You can go and see them without putting them up on social media. You're good. You're good.
I think you don't need to put them on social media. We can find images of those cave paintings if we want
right.
to.
Right. Well, spoiler alert, dude. I wanted to go to those caves and go check out those paintings. Now, you ruined it with your doggone photos on social media.
Bruno, beat his ass.
That's right, jackass. In other news, we go to Detroit, where a thief didn't play it as safe as he should have.
Uh-oh, do we need Bruno again?
We might need Bruno. Police got a call about a man that had his go-kart stolen, but he didn't have to go far to find it, as the thief put the cart up on Facebook Marketplace to sell. He coordinated with the authorities to agree to buy the cart from the thief, establishing a meeting place at a local gas station. He initially arrived in a stolen van, attempting to get the owner to ride to his home to get the cart, but left and came back driving the cart after the owner refused. After he made it back to the gas station, police descended upon the man and were able to arrest him following a short chase.
Yeah, Bruno.
Yeah, 24 months in prison and Bruno.
Can't believe there's a market on a go-kart. Just not doesn't seem as popular as it used to be.
I'd buy
maybe
it.
The fact that, you know, obviously living in the city, that's a different thing.
Well, I think that's it, right? We live in the city.
But most of the people I know, even in West Virginia, they drive those, like, Polaris
wheel
drives or four-runners.
Side-by-sides,
yeah.
Yeah,
but not a go-kart.
But go-karts are fun, man. We just did it for the dumb Olympics.
Don't get me wrong. Right. I love a go-kart.
If I had the space, I'd buy it.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know anybody who has one.
Right. And I don't know who's actively looking for one. Which
actually,
makes it
buddy,
even more stupid than
just
like,
trying to
throw it up on Facebook.
That's my buddy. We call him the Naked German.
Okay.
John, right? The beer guy.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
He made it himself, but he is a dune buggy.
Oh, right.
And anytime my kids are in proximity to his home, they will close down the street. And it's like Mad Max, man. He's driving it. All the kids pile in, and I cannot explain how happy they are.
Yeah.
He's maybe going 15 miles an hour, but in their mind, they're going 2,000 miles an hour.
Yeah.
They scream.
Open air.
Man, oh, dude. They're absolutely stunting in this thing. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Up in Ontario, where the local beaches are
having a sanitary issue.
Uh-oh.
Rumors have been going around that people are enjoying a day on the beach but are pitching tents to hide in while they defecate in holes that they dug in the sand. Shouldn't be all that big of an issue, but, you know.
Wait, what?
You're right, Ted.
Is there not bathrooms there?
Ah, here's the thing. Ontario Premier Doug Ford made a statement to the media that was pretty succinct. Quote, folks, don't be pooping on the beach. It's simple request, isn't it? He then pointed out that the province had given the local town more than $700,000 to build new bathrooms.
The men's room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Detroit man steals a go-kart from the Family Dollar store and then drives to a gas station to sell it. Meanwhile, an Ontario premier tells citizens going to the beach to not go there and take a dump. Florida man bets friend $100 that he can get on the news and wins. 12-year-old from Maryland is good at catching species with fins. And a Pennsylvania claw game machine offers a live groundhog as a prize. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
Okay.
Our top story, we go to Spain, where a man made a pretty big boo-boo. Spanish authorities are investigating the man after he allegedly damaged cave paintings that are thousands of years old. The story goes that he went into the caves and proceeded to pour water over the cave paintings.
Why?
It is known that the paintings in the cave were made on limestone that contains water-soluble salts, and when water makes contact with them, the salts dissolve and come to the surface when water evaporates, leaving a crust that causes irreparable damage to the paintings. And that's a great question that you asked, Steve. Why? So that he could get better photos for social media.
Man.
Boy, that's awful faded. Let me just pour some water on there. Really make those colors.
Is that really why?
That's exactly why I did it.
Jesus.
You're missing the point. Never mind. I don't need to explain it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Man.
Some things were not meant for social media.
Here's the thing to me. All right. And we got to change how we do criminal justice. All right. So, like, look. I'm not going to throw you in jail for this. It's your choice. Now I can throw you in jail for 24 months,
mm-hmm.
All right, or you can pay a $5,000 fine, and we get to beat you with a sock full of soap for 10 minutes. Like, we rather beat your ass than put you in jail. And I understand if you don't want to do that, then you got to do the jail thing. But I want $5,000, and we just get to beat your ass.
Exactly.
And you're just gonna do the ass whipping a guy named Bruno. He only has one eye, and he's in a bad mood all the time, man.
Bruno's just gonna whip your ass because you're an idiot.
That's it. You're stupid.
And I feel like all of us at some point in our lives need to find something that we're like, man, we need to take a picture of this.
Sure.
Moment. And then you take a picture of that beautiful thing, and then you realize the picture doesn't capture near what your eyeball does.
Nope.
Okay. Cave paintings on that list. That's okay. You can go and see them without putting them up on social media. You're good. You're good.
I think you don't need to put them on social media. We can find images of those cave paintings if we want to.
Right. Well, spoiler alert, dude. I wanted to go to those caves and go check out those paintings. Now, you ruined it with your doggone photos on social media.
Bruno, beat his ass.
That's right, jackass. In other news, we go to Detroit, where a thief didn't play it as safe as he should have.
Uh-oh, do we need Bruno again?
We might need Bruno. Police got a call about a man that had his go-kart stolen, but he didn't have to go far to find it, as the thief put the cart up on Facebook Marketplace to sell. He coordinated with the authorities to agree to buy the cart from the thief, establishing a meeting place at a local gas station. He initially arrived in a stolen van, attempting to get the owner to ride to his home to get the cart, but left and came back driving the cart after the owner refused. After he made it back to the gas station, police descended upon the man and were able to arrest him following a short chase.
Yeah, Bruno.
Yeah, 24 months in prison and Bruno.
Can't believe there's a market on a go-kart. Just not doesn't seem as popular as it used to be.
I'd buy
maybe it. The fact that, you know, obviously living in the city, that's a different thing.
Well, I think that's it, right? We live in the city.
But most of the people I know, even in West Virginia, they drive those, like, Polaris
wheel
drives or four-wheel.
Side-by-sides, yeah.
Yeah, but not a go-kart.
But go-karts are fun, man. We just did it for the dumb Olympics.
Don't get me wrong. Right. I love a go-kart.
If I had the space, I'd buy it.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't know anybody who has one.
Right. And I don't know who's actively looking for one, which
actually,
makes it
buddy,
even more stupid.
Than
just like,
to
throw it up on Facebook.
That's my buddy. We call him the Naked German.
Okay.
John, right? The beer guy.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
He made it himself, but he is a dune buggy.
Oh, right.
And anytime my kids are in proximity to his home, they will close down the street. And it's like Mad Max, man. He's driving it. All the kids pile in, and I cannot explain how happy they are.
Yeah.
He's maybe going 15 miles an hour, but in their mind, they're going 2,000 miles an hour.
Yeah.
They scream.
Open air.
Man, oh, dude. They're absolutely stunned in this thing. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Up in Ontario, where the local beaches are having a sanitary issue.
Uh-oh.
Rumors have been going around that people are enjoying a day on the beach but are pitching tents to hide in while they defecate in holes that they dug in the sand. Shouldn't be all that big of an issue, but, you know.
Wait, what?
You're right, Ted.
Is there not bathrooms there?
Ah, here's the thing. Ontario Premier Doug Ford made a statement to the media that was pretty succinct. Quote, folks, don't be pooping on the beach. It's simple as that.
Simple request, isn't it?
He then pointed out that the province had given the local town more than $700,000 to build new bathrooms on the beach.
Also, going to the water.
No kidding, dude.
I mean, if there's no bathroom,
there anyway.
That's where fish go.
Hey!
He's got to be a distant relative of Chris Farley.
You think?
That guy.
Pooping on the beach.
You got to look at this guy. I mean, he's exactly what Chris Farley looked like when he was younger.
Is there any relation to Rob Ford?
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah, it's his brother.
They're brothers. Real?
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
Wow.
That's
Rob Ford.
Wild, dude.
Right, they both were in office, but Rob passed away.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a blast from the past, isn't there?
I forgot about Rob Ford. Was the former, mayor
Toronto?
Of Toronto?
Yeah.
And he was smoking crack and stuff.
Yeah, he was a unique dude.
Remember when he was Rasta there for a minute?
To me, he was like the John Daly of being a mayor.
Yeah.
Except more criminal.
The local mayor is disputing the claims, however, saying that there is no evidence from anyone that that undesirable or unsanitary behavior has occurred on the beaches.
Sorry, man. I dug a hole.
Honestly, dude, if they're burying it deep enough, do we care?
But what's deep enough? Put it this
Six
way, Mike.
Feet under.
If you know that it's there, it's not deep enough.
Yeah, you know what? That's a fair call,
good point.
Steve. Wait. Hold off on that. Turn the band off. Just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Maryland, where a 12-year-old has made quite the achievement. She's a fishing enthusiast and has been interested in the sport since the young age of 3, having earned the nickname the Bluegill Queen for her affinity to catch the species. But in her short life, she sought out and reeled in several of the rare catches within the waters of Maryland, having caught trophy-sized fish of 10 of the rare species, which has earned her the Master Angler Award. Officials say the casual fishermen, they're in their 60s, but they might catch 2 of the rare species in their lifetime.
I'll be damn.
She's legit hunted these things down.
What kind of fish is it?
Just a handful of the rare
fish. So they have 60 different fish in the state of Maryland. And then they do a chart, like kind of like being an Eagle Scout, where you need to get certain fish requirements as far as size of the fish, rarity of the fish, freshwater fish, saltwater fish, bottom fish, top fish, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Once you get a certain percentage of all those boxes checked, then you become this master angler.
Exactly. You need at least 10 of the rare fishes that are in the waterway.
So like a marlin would be one.
Absolutely.
Out of the coast of Ocean City.
Exactly.
I got the White Marlin tournament going on right now.
Snakefish would be one from the rivers of the Potomac.
But that one you can actually catch on land.
Men's room sports. The Mariners lose the series against the Tigers after last night's loss. The series wraps up tonight over on Route at 640 with Brian Wu taking the mound. You've also got regional championship games in the Little League World Series over on ESPN and Olympic coverage on NBC and USA. As far as the Olympics are concerned, yet again, Ted, I appreciate you. Spoiler alert. We need to congratulate for the women's 400-meter hurdles, Sydney McLaughlin LeBron. Tara Davis Woodall for women's long jump. Grant Holloway for the men's 110-meter hurdles. And the running total is 30 gold medals for the United States and 103 medals overall. We are still currently ahead of the People's Republic of China by about 2 gold medals, if I'm not mistaken.
More
coverage on that after tomorrow. As far as your weather, if you like today, you've got some good news. We're getting another mostly sunny day tomorrow, save for some clouds earlier in the morning, with temperatures topping out right around 87 in the afternoon. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow. Finally, Friday, the return of Ted versus the FCC.
And a bad choice Friday.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.